It's hard to believe 2026 is already here. The calendar turns and suddenly we're invited to pause. Take stock of where we are, look back at the year that just flew by, and set a few intentions for the one ahead. So this year, I'm keeping my resolutions simple. First, set dates. Over the holidays, I kept running into friends I hadn't seen in months. We traded the usual questions. How's the family? How are the kids? And promised to get together sometime. I realized how much those connections recharge me. So this year, I'm putting actual dates on the calendar. Second, waste less. After speaking with Stephanie Merritt from ICT Food Rescue, I was shocked by how much food goes unused. Most of it in our own homes. So I've started shopping my fridge before shopping anywhere else. It's a chore, sure, but the impact was immediate. We buy less, we waste less, and save more. My third resolution is to start the garden early. Growing food at home has become one of my great joys. Last year in late March, I grew seedlings for the first time with my kids. Basil, borage, beans. And watching those tiny starts become dinner was its own reward. This February, I'm hoping to get a head start and expand the plot for early spring veggies, followed by later plants I'm starting from seed I harvested last season. And finally, a resolution about resolutions. Give yourself grace. Intentions matter, even when life gets in the way. If a plan fails, it's fine to begin again. For KMUW, I'm Travis Russell.